This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, right across Australia on the Community Radio Network, this is QNN, a look back at the events of the week in news and sport, important to gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender and intersex communities. QNN.
Hi there, I'm Matthew Wade and this is your QNN update. Sydney Children's Hospital has unveiled new signage to recognise all genders and ensure its single-occupant bathrooms are trans and non-binary inclusive. The signs, which previously only featured the male, female and disabled symbols, now also feature a gender-fluid symbol to recognise that gender isn't binary and to be welcoming of all gender identities. However, activists in the intersex community have since spoken out against the signs and branded them an attempt to pinkwash while condemning the forced sterilisation surgeries performed on intersex infants at the hospital. Newly acquired HIV transmission in Victoria have dropped by 50% this year, a new report has shown. The report for the state government shows 26 newly acquired cases of HIV were reported in the state between January and April, down from 52 in the same period last year. The majority of new cases were among men, with gay sex the most common mode of transmission identified. And a group of Liberal MPs are pushing to legislate marriage equality before the next election. At least five have held discussions on framing legislation to force a resolution on same-sex marriage, according to recent reports. Anonymous senior Conservative MPs, however, have adversely said that marriage equality would become a leadership issue for Malcolm Turnbull, threatening a spill if something were to arise around the issue in Parliament in the coming months. Gay couples in the Northern Territory have been refused access to IVF because of their sexuality. Advocacy group Rainbow Territory said a number of couples were refused access to the service last year. A spokesperson from Rainbow Territory reported that one couple had to travel interstate to access IVF, while another decided to leave the territory altogether because they couldn't access it. And days after German leader Angela Merkel dropped her opposition to a vote on same-sex marriage, a clear majority of German MPs have voted to pass marriage equality. The reform will allow same-sex couples to have full marital rights and will allow them to adopt children. The bill was backed by 393 lawmakers and voted against by 226, Merkel being one of them, who said that marriage for her was between a man and a woman. And on the last day of Pride Month worldwide, heterosexual Pride Day was one of the top trending topics on Twitter. Some non-LGBTI people celebrated the day, using the hashtag unironically to seek equal attention during Pride Month, and the LGBTI community responded spectacularly. One tweeter wrote, "Heterosexual Pride Day is like the kid who cried until he got a present on his sibling's birthday." That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
Thanks, Matt. A number of sports stars, clubs and officials have participated in America's Pride Month. Openly gay Golden State Warriors president Rick Welts was on the NBA's Pride float in New York, while the Cubs World Series trophy wore a rainbow flag when it was paraded on a float in Chicago last Sunday. Transgender wrestler Mac Beggs was made the Grand Marshal of the San Antonio LGBT Pride Parade last Saturday, and several Major League sports teams have held Pride Nights, including the Arizona Diamondbacks, Seattle Reign, LA Galaxy and Dodgers. Two Mexican soccer fans have been ejected from a Confederations Cup match for chanting a gay slur. FIFA had already warned Mexico about the chants during the country's 2-1 win over New Zealand, but undercover FIFA agents found the offenders and banned them from attending Mexico's next match against Russia, as well as fining them $250. Mexican team captain Andreas Guardado applauded the move, as it will help stop the fans from chanting the puto slur. And finally, Sam Newman has apologised for the inappropriate comments he made about Caitlyn Jenner on last week's footy show. Newman questioned whether Jenner was a he, she or it and was slammed for bullying transgender people. The 71-year-old says he was searching for the correct pronoun for Jenner, but has now been advised that it doesn't matter what gender you wish to identify as. Newman used his age as an excuse for being out of touch with the lingo, but says the positive to come out of the situation is that he has now been educated on the trans community.
I know I'm a Luddite and a troglodyte and a dinosaur, and I'm in a different generation, so I am now enlightened, as a lot of my other friends are, about what it means. So if something good has come out of it, I'm now more enlightened as to what life is about. So
okay. With the QNN Sports Update, I'm Tanya Lewis.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
Thanks to a dedicated team of volunteers. That was QNN.
QNN is produced at Joy 94.9, Australia's only radio station dedicated to providing informing, uplifting and empowering content for the diverse gay and lesbian communities. QNN is funded by the Community Broadcasting Foundation and heard nationally each week on the Community Radio Network. Follow QNN on Twitter at QNN Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.